Sudan Defense Minister Yasin Ibrahim signed the MOU on behalf of Khartoum, while South Sudan Defense Minister Angelina Teng signed on behalf of Juba. Speaking shortly after the signing ceremony in Khartoum this afternoon, Minister Teng said the agreement is aimed at strengthening security and defense cooperation between the two countries. She says the two sides also agreed to build the capacity of both countries' security forces.
It's a good beginning. It's an opportunity to harness the relationship, especially after, you know, the signing of the agreement, the Sudan agreement that was signed in Juba. As you're aware, we are also implementing an agreement of which Sudan is also a guarantor. It's basically putting onto a structural form the kinds of relationship that are already there.
Teng says the MOU also tackles other issues, including improving safe border crossings so that South Sudanese and Sudanese can cross into each other's countries without encountering any danger. She says the border crossing points agreed to earlier will be operational within the next 21 days.
A committee will be established, and within the next 3 weeks, we will see their program on the operationalization of this crossing.
The two countries also inaugurated a river port in Kosti town in Sudan's White Nile state and a free market zone at Jebelin, south of Kosti. South Sudan Foreign Affairs Minister Beatrice Kamiswani calls the MOU a good step towards achieving improved cooperation between the two countries. Wani says if the agreement is fully implemented, citizens of both countries will reap the benefits.
This also allows our citizens to visit, to travel freely, to carry out businesses, to also to work if you want to work in either country, and so on and so forth. We also have other issues within the cooperation agreement of the two countries, issues to do with our citizens, their pension rights, and so many other things.
Wani says the Foreign Affairs Ministry will follow up on the deal and ensure that other technical teams carry out their mandate.
The relationship, I think, will entail a lot of progress and prosperity for the two countries, because as we always say, whatever happens in Sudan affects South Sudan and vice versa. I think this is the highest that we have come, and we want to keep up the momentum.
Sudan and South Sudan signed a cooperation agreement in September 2012, which allows Sudanese and South Sudanese citizens to freely move, trade, and own property across the two countries' shared border. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.